Erdogan defends Russian missile buy at NATO meeting with Biden. By Gabrielle Reyes on June 14, 2021. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with U.S. President Joe Biden in Brussels on Monday. On the sidelines of a North Atlantic Treaty Organization (NATO) meeting in the Belgium capital. The two heads of state organized a closed-door meeting with each other June 14 at 5 p.m. local time in Brussels to discuss the U.S.-Turkey bilateral relationship. Erdogan and Biden reportedly discussed the topic of Syria on June 14, as the two leaders share a desire to reauthorize a Turkish-Syrian border crossing known as Bab al-Hawa, which is the only UN-approved humanitarian aid corridor into Syria currently. Bab al-Hawa's UN Security Council authorization as an official passageway into Syria from Turkey expires on July 10. Russia opposes the crossing's authorization and abstained from the vote on Bab al-Hawa's reauthorization last year, making the U.S.'s support for the crossing vital. Turkey is not a permanent UN Security Council member state, nor is it a temporarily elected non-permanent member state this year. Erdogan and Biden also discussed the topic of Afghanistan at Monday's meeting, according to Reuters. The U.S. and NATO plan to withdraw troops from Afghanistan in September, and Turkey recently offered to guard and operate Kabul airport following the military exit. Erdogan confirmed that he broached the topic of Turkish involvement in Afghanistan during his dialogue with Biden while speaking at a post-meeting press conference in Brussels on Monday. On Afghanistan, Erdogan said the U.S. support in diplomatic, logistical, and financial matters is crucial if the Turkish troops in Afghanistan are asked not to leave the country, Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency reported. Turkey is the only reliable country to maintain the process there after the U.S. withdrawal, SIC. Our diplomats have already given the necessary answers to their counterparts on this issue. They are also happy and pleased about this. We will discuss Afghanistan and other issues with him, Erdogan said at Sunday's press conference in Belgium ahead of the NATO summit. NATO head Jens Stoltenberg said Turkey would play a key role in Afghanistan following the U.S. and NATO troop withdrawal, but no decision was made at the Monday summit, Reuters reported on June 14. Erdogan also said Turkey clearly expressed at the NATO summit that the support given to the PYD/PKK terror group should be ended, according to Anadolu agency. Ankara considers the Syrian Kurdish groups working with the U.S.-allied Syrian Democratic Forces (SDF) in Syria as inseparable from the Kurdistan Workers' Party (PKK), which both Turkey and the United States consider a terrorist group. The SFD played a primary role in the eradication of the Islamic State Caliphate, invading and liberating the capital, Raqqa. Turkey recently upset its NATO allies by purchasing and testing a Russian-made S-400 missile defense system from Moscow. Erdogan has previously shrugged off the U.S.-led criticism and insisted Ankara will press forward with using the air defense system. "We express the same thoughts on S-400s to President Biden, as we had before, also expressed the same thoughts about F-35s. SIC," Erdogan told reporters at the post-meeting press conference, according to Anadolu agency. Ankara and Washington disagree on a number of issues that have further strained bilateral ties in recent years, from Turkey's purchase of Russian S-400 missile defense systems to the U.S. support to the PKK terrorist group Syrian branch, the YPG terrorist group, the pro-Erdogan Turkish newspaper Daily Sabah noted on June 13. "The greatest challenge that Turkey-U.S. relations face is not the problem of Ankara's purchase of the Russian S-400 missile defense system, but rather Washington's support for the PKK terrorist organization's Syrian wing," the YPG, Turkish Defense Minister Hulusi Akar told the Daily Sabah on June 7. The dialogue served as the first face-to-face encounter between Erdogan and Biden during Biden's presidency, though the two politicians previously met when Biden served as vice president from 2009 to 2017, most recently in August 2016. Erdogan referred to Biden as his friend at a press conference in Brussels on June 13, adding that he hoped his June 14 meeting with the U.S. president would preserve the sensitivity between the two leaders established in their previous meetings. "This will not be my first meeting with Mr. Biden. We had many meetings with him both during his visit to my home and at the place where I stayed in the U.S. In other words, he is a friend of ours with whom I met very frequently when he was Mr. Obama's vice president." And now I hope we will hold our talks by preserving the same sensitivity and will have taken steps that will let April 24th be forgotten. I hope we will have the same determination regarding NATO as well. Erdogan referred to a speech by Biden on April 24th, in which the U.S. president formally used the term genocide to refer to the 1915 Armenian genocide by the Ottoman Empire. Turkey claims that using the term genocide to describe the massacre is inappropriate, defying an international consensus by humanitarian groups, historians, and Western governments. Erdogan said he expressed anger as displeasure with Biden over the matter on Monday.